Hotel Quebec. Good evening, everybody. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec, opening up the Thursday night Metroplex Net. Oh, maybe 5 minutes late. Sorry about that, gentlemen, ladies that are listening. My name is Paul, located in New York City, and I will now take a standby. Take a standby for any mobile that I there would like to check in. Call KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, I heard WA2UEE, Bob, and Trevor. I'll have the G4, yellow, green, pack the G4YGT. Do we have anyone else out there that would like to check into the net tonight? Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2SQ. This is KB2DH in San Francisco, New York. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net.
HIT. Okay, I got Don, N2HIT, and there was someone doubling with you, Don. Let's see, who was the station that doubled with Don? KB2 Sugar Queen?
That was me, Paul, WA2SHA. Sorry about that.
Okay, Armin, I have you. WA2SHA, additional. Okay, let me go back up to the top of the list. Again, this is KB2SQ. The name is Paul. That control for the Metroplex net this evening. Meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. A few minutes late getting in. But we open it up anyway. And I heard Bob in the WA2UEE talking to Trevor. I'm going to go to Trevor. I open across the pond. G4. Yellow green taxi. I know it's about 1 o'clock in the morning for you, so I'll bring you aboard. Good evening to you, Trevor, and I hope things are going well with you.
Yes, okay. Okay, Paul. I'm going to sit on the sidelines, actually, just listening. So, good evening to you. Hope to have one or two more calling in on the net. I'm just going home. Good evening, Osman. We have spoken in the past, but not very often. I'm not up this late very often. It's 1 o'clock over here in the morning. So I'll pass it back to you, Paul, and you can call in one or two of the mobiles. And I'll just sit on the side. KB2 Sugar Queen, G4YGT.
W2MPX.
Okay, Trevor. Well, appreciate you stopping by this evening and staying up so late. Staying up as late as you are, 1 o'clock in the morning. That's very nice of you. Let's break with you. There were no mobiles out there, by the way, so let's go to the fixed stations there. Bob, WA2UEE. Good evening, Bob. Come aboard. I'm not sure if you signed out or not, Bob. Go ahead. Let's see if you're still there. WA2UEE, Bob, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Oh, yes, Trevor. Yes, Trevor. Paul, I was waiting. I thought maybe another station would come in there. That's why I kind of hesitated to see if that mobile did come in, you know? Yes, I was talking to Trevor this morning, and I thought I reminded him about the net tonight, you know? And if he happened to wake up, well, jump in here, you know? But knowing Trevor, he's liable to doze off there, so when you, if we call him back again and he don't come on there, Trevor, you know that he fell asleep, so I don't blame him very much, you know. I don't have too much to say tonight. Just one question here, if anybody would know the answer, is on this microphone, is why I can't get into Metroplex with it. Occasionally I'll hit it right on the button, it'll work good. Then I get double numbers and everything else. So I really don't know what the problem is. I'm going to check into it further and see if there's a special mic with a DTMF in it or for this radio, you know? There may be a mic altogether different for this radio. I'm not sure. So I'm going to check that out. Trevor and I, we talk about this all the time, you know? So what I'm going to do is try and get some more information on this mic or a mic for this radio.
So with that, I'm going to turn it back to next. This is WA2UEE. Okay, Bob. Well, I'm no help at all for you. And I thought you were mentioning it the other day. You want to check with the shop where you bought it. Can't think of the gentleman's name. Can't think of his name now. Anyway, but he may be able to come up with an answer for you. Anywho, it'll come to me in a minute. Okay, Bob, we'll break with you, and let's go up to Jim in Tompkins Cove. Hey, Jim, listen, I sent you some beautiful weather today. Now, I know I sent you some rain and all that kind of stuff for a couple of days, Jim, but I made up for it today. KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Hope all is going well with you.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, was those crappy rainy days. They're gone, thank goodness. I didn't feel like doing much of anything on those days. Damp and chilly. Yeah. And today was just ideal. So half the time I was out, and the other half the time I was working, trying to finish that bathroom of mine, you know, to put in all of the plumbing for the shower and everything. I think I mentioned something before, is that this house is old to begin with, and the bathroom was installed in 1941. And in those days, they used to first lay metal laths on the studs, and they didn't even take the wood laths off. They just put the metal lath over the wood lath after they broke the plaster away. Then they put a generous coating of real tough cement, and then they set the tiles in mortar by putting a big dab of mortar on the tiles, so by the time the tiles are set onto the cement, it's about 1.5 inches thick, the backing of the tile. So to open up these walls and then to repair them later is a heck of a job. I mean, you need a chisel and a hammer, and you got to really work at it. And sometimes you do a little more damage than you really want to do. It just makes your repair job tougher. I'll tell you, I'll take the cheap old sheetrock and tile glued on as any day compared to this stuff. I mean, they built this like a you know, prison wall, for God's sake. It is difficult to work with. But it's coming along. The plumbing is all laid in. The toilet and the sink are working. Only the shower has to be connected. And in a few days, we'll be done. Thank goodness. Back to net control. KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay, Armin. Well, it sounds like you might have some sore muscles, if nothing else, and you work up a good, work yourself up real good there and sleep well at night there, Armin, unless your soreness is a little too much there for you, Armin, but sound like you're giving yourself a pretty good workout there, that's for sure. Next Thursday night I will not be here, Armin. I'm going down to Virginia on late Wednesday night for my high school reunion. They have it in Richmond, Virginia, so it's not my year was 2 years ago, but I'm still going down. So I won't be here next night, next Thursday night, Armin. Maybe you can pick it up or someone else there. QSL?
I suppose so, Paul.
Okay, Armin, appreciate that. Appreciate it very much. That's nice. Let's see, yeah. I'll be there through Monday. I'll be back. Hopefully I'm looking forward to some nice weather and all that kind of stuff. So let's break with you, Armin, and see if we have additional check-ins before we go back up to the top and run the list again. AB2, Sierra Quebec, looking for additional check-ins.
KB2, JYN, Tony. W2, MPX. N2LW, Jose.
Okay, Tony, we have you, KB2, Zek, Germany, Yankee, November, Tony. And then there was another station you gave your call a little too fast for me. N2, question mark. Give me the call again and name.
Sorry about that. It's Jose. November 2, Lima, Radio Bravo. N2, LRB. Tony is KB2JYN. June, Juliet, Yankee, November.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tony, KB2JYN. Come aboard. Good evening. Hope things have been going well your way, and say a few thousand words.
Good. Let me count the ways. yeah, I was on 2 weeks ago, thanks to our good friend Ronnie. I forget his call right now. Sorry, Ronnie. I don't know if he's on today. But I just totally forgot. I meant to get on before I knew it was 9 o'clock. I was like, So we chatted about 2 weeks ago. He was calling, and I'm up in the Bronx, up in Co-op City. N2LRB is my brother Jose. So I just wanted to come on up and, you know, say hi also. He's in Manhattan though. But hopefully everyone well. And back to you. I believe it's Bob Hitchcock. Is Ronnie on, by the way? I just want to really quick name and not. But I'll throw it back to you.
Okay, Tony, good evening. Hey, yeah, you were here a couple of weeks ago. I'm back on the 29th. You you were on. Tony, appreciate you stopping by again. And Ronnie hasn't been on tonight. He wasn't on last Thursday either. In fact, he hasn't been on since that night. I don't know, but you talk him out. So, but a lot of times he's busy with some other things there, so he may check in before I leave. Tony. Jose, good evening to you. Appreciate you coming aboard, and Tony, thanks for bringing him aboard there. Jose, come aboard. November 2, Lima, Alpha. Alpha, is that correct? Did I copy that right, Jose?
That's November 2, Lima, Radio Bravo, N2LRD. Oh, you might be able to hear that bird. We have a cardinal with that door. Yeah, very active. But I'm here in Manhattan, and I'm familiar with Metroplex. So I've been a ham since 92, 93. But, you know, like everything else, it comes and goes. You know, I set up my radio back on my desk where I have better access to it. Back to you. This is N2LRB.
Okay, Jose. Well, appreciate you stopping by this evening with us. And there was someone doubling with you. Let me just see who that was while you were talking there. Who was this station? Was that you, Tony?
Negative, that was not me.
Okay, there was another station trying to check in then. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec. Was there someone else trying to check in? Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
I don't know. Plus, you got to have another cup of tea there, Trevor.
So with that, I'll turn it back to the net, and good evening, everybody, and hope to see you next week. And Paul, have a safe journey, and enjoy yourself down there. So this is WA2, UEE, back to net. Okay, Bob. Appreciate the comments there. All right, let's break over, let's go over to Trevor and see if he's still there. KG4YGT. KB2 Chicago Queen. Trevor, are you still there? Additional comments? Okay, I think Trevor cleared out. Jim, KD2DHU. I like another frequency, by the way, Jim. I was talking about it because, you know, sometime on your main frequency there, I get the other stations that come in that really block me out. But if I go to that 7-1, I can hear everything. Whenever they're there, I will switch over to that 7-1 simplex, and not a problem because they were on the other night, and they are strong. So I go over to the other frequency, and I can copy y'all and possibly and work you also, Jim. KC2BHU, KC2 Sugar Point.
W2MPX.
I'm talking to my repeater in Nanuet, but it's actually being transmitted out of 701 to Metroplex now. So last weekend, W2MPX Dash-R was playing very well. And this week, for some reason, the packet loss was unbelievable. And actually, the signal is better sounding on the repeater than it was coming through the echo link side. I think you still got some more adjustments to do there. The audio is way too hot on it. And, I don't know if it's a bandwidth thing that it keeps dropping like that, because I've been watching it on the screen, so I don't think it has to do with the box delay. Something's arguing with it, bandwidth-wise, and it's like really bad packet loss. You know, I'm not sure what the internet provider is down there or how he's running it. But that could also be a problem with Bob's DNS not getting through. You know, but if things are dropping, or the audio is really hot like that, and he's hitting the DTMF keys, and the audio's up too high, you know, it's going full yellow on it, it's going to cause faulting with the DTMF, especially with the internal decoder, if they're using Echolink decoder. You know, you may want to try to square it in a way, you know, get the audio level set right, and then see what happens with the packet loss. But last week, you know, the audio was hot, but there was no packet loss. And it's strange that you said that my audio sounded noisy too, you know, coming through on the internet side. So something just a little wacky there, but it takes a long time to get it all figured out. So it's always a work in progress. Back over to net control.
Okay, I'll let Alman possibly comment on that when it come around to him. Jim. And see what he says on that. Let me go up to Don there in Greenfield Park. And Don, did Mr. Yuna replant do the garden over again? I know with the cold spell that kind of knocked the tomato plants and some others out. Has she replanted, Don? NSWH.TKB2SQ.
Absolutely, Paul. Everything. Didn't know anything was missing. Waste no time. By the way, we came down Sunday morning. We left here maybe 5:30, 6 a.m. in the morning. I like to be ready for early. It is nice. No traffic. Beautiful day. Beautiful weather. With the white stone. We went all in between the shops. I went back to Old Maidenwood by the Jamaica Bay and the Rockaway there. Sorry. Picked up the stage I could use to do. I cut my wife right. So I was just getting a number of things. Now we did a summertime. Periodically. And we went forward to the Coolies. When we left Brooklyn and Queens, then we went out to Baldwin and on out to Freeport to Captain Best. Right by the Ocean and Freeport, brought up a bunch of fish, walkies, big snapper, numerous stuff in the cooler. Of course, three dozen crabs, and had one dozen
edge on them, so I suppose that the envelope is not nice and clean. and the distortion of these tones, as Jim put it, you know, causes, you know, extra tones to be developed. It's really a form of intermodulation distortion. And the tone decoder has a heck of a problem dealing with three or four or five extra tones in it. There's no question about it. I know full well, because I adjusted the tone decoders in the repeater here. And I was careful looking into it with a scope and noticed the level of tolerance on these tone decoders is rather narrow. And you got to be a little careful. You want to center it right in its best operating band. You got to be sort of careful with it. So, over to net control. WHUSHA here. Pick it up again, Paul.
Okay, Armin. Let me see if Ron is in there. MQ2C. Ronnie, are you on frequency? No, nothing heard from Ronnie. KB2JYN. Tony, additional comments from you, sir?
Sure. That was interesting. I learned a little bit there about the about clipping and stuff, but I guess things hung on between the repeater and the echo link. It's always interesting, and I guess a big drop, too. So that's interesting. I'm wondering when, I know you the repeater club meets once a month, I think, at a diner or something. Can you tell me when that is? For back to you, back to net control. KB2JYN.
Okay, yeah, Tony. Yes, it's the third Saturday of each month at 2:30 at the Red Oak Diner. Red Oak Diner there in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Tony. Ronnie was there about 2 months ago. Stopped in and met everybody. But that's where it is. The third Saturday in the, of the each month. Tony, QSL?
Okay, got it. We should make it this Saturday, but late to go, but I'm also have to check out some daycare, my son. They have a lot of, two of them were interested in have open houses, so. But that might be early, so maybe, who knows? Maybe I could make the trip. All right, let me throw it back to you. So Jose, we can meet after this at the, we'll be began early today at the repeater later on. But thanks, Paul. Back to you. This is KB2JYN.
Okay. Yeah, it was last Saturday, the 15th, but the third Saturday. 5:30, isn't it? Okay, yeah, it was the third Saturday. Okay, though. And let's go over to Tony for additional comments from you, sir. It's 2LRB. KB2 Sugar Queen. Name is Paul. Go ahead, sir. Maybe Jose left. Okay. I've gone through the system twice here, through the list twice, and we thank everyone for checking in with us this evening. Like I said, I won't be here next Thursday night, but we look forward to the following Thursday night being back in the Armin. I think it's going to take over the net next, be net control. With that, this is KB2 Sugar Queen. Shut down the net at 8:44 p.m. and turn this frequency back to general amateur use. And Jim, KC2DHU, you can disconnect your link. I think you may be running direct, though. But if you are linked, go ahead, Jim, KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen, and thanks for stopping in.